Guard says recovery fragile. Labour seeks a takeover rule change and BT to increase their call charges. It's Monday the 29th of August. The head of the International Monetary Fund has said the global economy is not growing at a fast enough pace and faces a number of risks to recovery. Christine Lagarde warned a threat of global recession remained and called for coordinated policy action. She said this should include mandatory recapitalisation of European banks. Ms Lagarde was speaking at a US Federal Reserve meeting at Jackson Hole in the US. Developments this summer have indicated we're in a dangerous new phase, she said. She also said that the stakes are clear, we risk seeing the fragile recovery derailed, so we must act now. Following on from the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, growth in the US and Europe remains patchy, while debt worries in both countries continue to shake market confidence. She said the advanced economies, which are struggling, must stitch long-term plans now to bring their debt under control, yet at the same time not introduce austerity measures so fast that it imperils recovery. And Labour is seeking cross-party support to tighten rules on media takeovers in the wake of the controversy over News Corporation's bid for BSkyB. Shadow Culture Secretary Ivan Lewis wants a wider public interest test and greater powers for the government to intervene in the process. The News Corp bid for BSkyB was withdrawn amid claims of phone hacking at its newspaper News of the World. A Tory source said the government was already committed to reform. And telecoms giant British Telecom is to raise call charges for residential customers by up to 5% on the 3rd of December, the second increase this year. UK landline calls will go up from 7.6 pence a minute to 7.95 pence a minute. Line rental prices will also rise, but calls to mobiles will be unchanged. The changes come after a 10% rise in call charges a year ago and a 9% increase in April. But BT said the prices would now be frozen until 2013. In July, BT Group said profits before tax in the 3 months to 30th of June were up to 20% to £533 million, driven by demand for home broadband products. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your business news. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Andy Malarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.